Whether it is savvy marketing, the mixology craze, or sudden affection for old fashions, demand for barrel-aged whiskey has reached an all-time high. Revenue from American whiskey sales topped $2.7 billion in 2014, with overseas exports doubling over the past decade. To keep up with skyrocketing demand, some producers are looking beyond the oak barrel and using new technologies to speed up the aging process. Here to unpack the science of barrel aging is Claire McLafferty. She's a writer and craft bartender at large who recently wrote about the scientific arms race to age whiskey for Ars Technica. And Claire, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So over the past couple of years, we have seen these doomsday headlines about the impending whiskey shortage. True?
Yes and no. A lot of the speculation behind the whiskey shortage comes from the kind of boom and bust cycle of whiskey production. So from about the 1930s to the 1990s, whiskey was in a bust. Nobody was really buying it. People were buying more vodka and gin and clear spirits rather than whiskey. So producers started producing less and less. Well, in the mid-90s, that trend started reversing when Japanese markets started buying bourbon just left and right. And in the words of former master distiller Jim Rutledge, they were kind of caught with their pants down. So it's one of those things where we're not sure if the increased demand and continually increasing demand is going to outpace production. One of the ways that producers are starting to look at trying to keep pace with demand is the fast aging, which means producers are trying to get the equivalent results of having something in the barrel for many years in a matter of hours, days, or months.
So that means there has to be a lot of whiskey being aged in a barrel to qualify. Are there laws or regulations actually requiring aged in a barrel?
Yes, and those actually differ by country. So here in the U.S., for something to be called whiskey, there's no minimum age requirement, but it has to touch basically the inside of an oak barrel. That's true for Tennessee whiskey, that's true for bourbon, that's true for rye. These barrels have to be new. In other countries like Scotland, Ireland, Canada, the minimum age requirement is actually 3 years. And there are going to be some people who will come back and say, well, no, actually, bourbon has to be aged for 2 years. That's not quite correct. If a producer wants to call it straight bourbon, straight rye, straight Tennessee whiskey, then it has to be aged for at least 2 years.
Whoa, a lot of debate going on there. But so what inside of this universe are some of the quick aging methods being developed now?
So there are kind of two prongs of quick aging methods that are being developed. One is products that claim to age existing stock or a consumer's existing collection. The other is producers who are starting to age whiskey or trying to age whiskey more quickly. So it's kind of this interesting dichotomy of consumer side, and some, like the Terracentia, are actually being marketed to other distillers.
What's Terracentia?
Terracentia is a product that claims to pair, I believe it's sonic waves with temperature fluctuations to age whiskey more quickly. So that's kind of more on the industrial side. On the consumer side, some of the most common products are whiskey sticks and spirals and chips. So these are made usually from barrel staves. So the same things that would be used to traditionally age whiskey, except they're cut so that people can put them into bottles at home and get ostensibly more oak taste and flavor in a very short amount of time.
Wow, that's interesting. You can just stick an oak stick in there and it's touched oak, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of those very interesting kind of debates. Cleveland Whiskey, the founder of that, they use a rig that basically pumps bourbon into a barrel, so it's touched the inside of a barrel, then out of a barrel and into a large tank where the pressure is manipulated so that it's ratcheted up and then dropped down to near vacuum. While it's going through this process, there are actually barrel staves in the whiskey, and in his words, it acts as kind of a sponge. But whether or not this recreates the actual barrel aging process that takes years, we're still kind of trying to figure that out.
Can you tell the difference between a quick aged or a more traditionally aged whiskey?
The quick aged producers will tell you no. They'll say that they have taste tests, blind taste tests that show that you can't tell the difference. The whiskey rating scores tell a slightly different story, but those are usually not tasted blind, so it's kind of unclear whether or not these are not good whiskeys or if there's some sort of bias.
I'm imagining a fair bit of blowback from traditionalists on methods like this.
Absolutely. I believe that Tom Lix told me he had been called the most hated producer in whiskey.
A lot at stake here. So that leads to the question, how important is this environment of aging the whiskey, the elements of aging process that go on that make whiskey whiskey?
Well, it kind of depends on who you talk to. A lot of producers, especially in the bourbon and scotch world, use the barrel aging process to kind of build the mystique and story and mythology that surrounds whiskey as kind of a category. It's a spirit with a spirited history. It's kind of difficult to say exactly how much of an impact it has on the whiskey because so little independent research has been done.
I'm thinking a lot of individual research has been done on how whiskey tastes.
Oh, absolutely. And Buffalo Trace Distillery has been one of the leaders in not so independent research on the effects of barrel aging. They have a warehouse they call Warehouse X, which has five chambers in which basically all elements can be controlled, or I guess I should say all environmental elements. And they're kind of studying how each of those factors impacts the whiskey that comes out. Although that doesn't always yield a saleable product, it's something that they've thought was so important to kind of the future of whiskey production that they've invested quite a bit of money.
Claire McLafferty, a freelance writer and bartender at large based in Birmingham, Alabama. She recently wrote for Ars Technica about the scientific arms race to age our whiskey. You'll find a link at wordofmouthradio.org.